Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow. Myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Is this thing on? Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fancy Brian, I had no doubt you'd have me on and ready to do a big show.
You have more confidence in me than I do.
And myself. Sometimes I amaze myself with the quality of radio we're able to produce right here every single day.
It's a surprise every single day, too.
You know what? Today's show is going to be something of a Christmas miracle, Fancy Brian.
I'm a fan of Christmas miracles.
And here's why. It is my last day working between now and Christmas.
Wait, you're taking time off?
Yes, first time in years. I can't think 4 or 5 years.
You didn't tell me anything about this. What is happening?
Every prior trip I've taken for a few years, it's been with some political end. And even this one, I'm going to claim some sort of a write-off. I'll have to check with the accountant. Because if I'm doing a Fox News hit while I'm on vacation, well, that's a working trip, baby.
And you're going to have to spend the rest of the vacation, you know, mulling over your interview to make sure that you made the right impact. And that's sharing it with everybody that you've seen.
The whole trip's a write-off, Jerry. It's a write-off, I tell you. So, anyways... Doesn't mean we're not going to have fine Devil's Advocates radio show in my absence. Although tomorrow will be a best of, just a warning. Sorry, we're getting some tech ready. You know, end of the year maintenance and all that kind of stuff.
I'm taking everything apart and putting it back together.
You are. I do not envy you. I got stuff. I'll be working technically, but no live show tomorrow. But then come Monday, you guys are filling in for me, right? Dueling Tangents.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, I got Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. And on Wednesday, a fine guest, one of the favored former U.S. Attorney James Santel's filling in. So, you know, I know we got at least 3 stellar shows in my absence.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're gonna be bringing up a little bit of cannabis, Wisconsin cannabis talk.
Buddy, I'll be in Monday. A legal cannabis state at the time.
Bless you, sir. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Vegas. Vegas got the biggest dispensary in the world. My wife asked me, is there a dispensary in Las Vegas? I said, yes, there is. I've been there once or twice, you know, but those were prior work trips. I'm going to try and vacation a little bit. Kelsey's going to join us. We're doing Mount Zion. So, you know, not just a CD Vegas trip.
Vegas has a lot of other things besides smoke and drink.
Saying. That's what my wife keeps saying. I must have missed all those things on my prior trips to Vegas.
I've heard about them. I'm peripherally aware of them.
I now understand there's at least one television studio off the strip, somewhere close.
Your knowledge base deepens.
You know, I actually got texted by the Fox News. I know I've been humble bragging about this appearance, mostly because I want you to tune in. I think we got a confirmed time. 11:30 Central Time this Sunday. I'll be on Fox News, at least if I ever respond back to their text missive. Hi, it's Shay with Fox News Live. Not sure if you've had a chance to look at my email. Here's what the email says. You don't need a car. I asked them for a car service. I said, you know, I'm in a strange town. If I'm going to be going out to a studio in Vegas, well, I'm going to need some sort of car.
At least a plane.
Well, just a car. You know, I'll write off. I'll pay my own flights and stuff, and then I'll write them off. You know, it's write off, Jerry. But apparently just the fact that, you know, it's only like 4 blocks, they don't want to supply a car. I can tell they're trying to cost cut. They're trying to save money because they've inquired 3 times, like, Don't you think you should just walk? You know, wouldn't it be fine to walk? And walking'd be okay, right? So I can tell they're trying to save money. They don't want to provide me with the car service, but I think I'm going to demand it, you know, being the big star I am. What's the worst that would happen? They take back the appearance and I don't have to go do Fox News on my vacation for freezies?
See, I think they think that you're really desperately trying to be on their station.
They should know from, I have been on their station a couple times, but from prior appearances, I don't care that much. Don't care that much. And last time, they provided a car service. Yeah, I'm just looking for, you know, something, a little something for the effort. Anyways, here is the Christmas miracle. I almost swore on the air because I think I forgot what the Christmas miracle is. Oh, here it is. I've got it. You know, I almost said, oh, fudge.
But he didn't say fudge. He said the word. The mother of all words.
Yeah, the mother of all words. I almost said it on the air. You know, I've been doing this show damn near 10 years. Almost. Come February, I believe. Sworn twice on the air in 10 years. That's a pretty good record for me. You know, last time we were in Waukesha, me and Dom damn near got thrown out of a bar in less than 15 minutes. Excessive profanity, apparently. That's what they accused us of. But anyways, the Christmas miracle. We're bringing back D-Bag of the Day.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
The last occasion before the blessed holiday under which we could celebrate the D-Bag of the Day. Today!
I think our candidate has definitely earned it. If not just for this specific incident, for the cumulative work, for sure.
Well, we've got a few. I've got a more than one candidate in mind. But we'll eventually get around to nominating later this hour the D-Bag of the Day. It's been a while. It'll be a Christmas miracle. Like Mr. Hanke. Here's one you should consider. And here's a headline I think we should all take to heart. The headline, as written, Jim Jordan is a traitor. I concur. Democrat blasts Trump ally for text message urging Pence to reject Biden votes. Now, we talked about this in at least some small detail yesterday on the big show. And I thought to myself, well, Jim Jordan admitted that Jim Jordan's text to Meadows, the chief's chief, the chief of staff to the president of the United States, basically encourages him to, what, not peacefully turn over power, to overturn the electoral count of the United States, the coup d'etat. That's what's being encouraged, and he's acknowledged that this indeed was a text message he sent. Jim Jordan has acknowledged.
Did he follow it up with, don't worry, I'll look the other way?
Jim Jordan allegedly looked the other way quite a bit in the Ohio State locker rooms as sexual abuse was going on to the athletes. But that's a different story for a different day. I'm sure he strongly denied those stories, at least publicly. But here is what's being said about him. A Democratic lawmaker ripped into Trump ally Jim Jordan on Wednesday night after it was revealed the Ohio Republican forwarded a text message to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows urging VP Mike Pence to reject some Electoral College votes on January 6th. You know, only enough to overturn the outcome of the election. Just a few. Ruben Gallego, Democrat from Arizona, said this on Lawrence O'Donnell's show last night. I feel like Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca right now. Absolutely not surprised. Look, Jim Jordan is a traitor. He's a traitor to the Constitution of the United States. He has been a traitor to the Constitution of the United States for quite a while. And now we actually have it in text. Gallego added that no one should be surprised given that Jordan was among those who had made up lies on the House floor on January 6th about fraudulent votes in states, including Arizona. Here's a quote. How is anybody surprised by any of this? He said, Gallego said. My biggest issue isn't Jim Jordan. My issue is the fact that there are a lot of people who are not taking this seriously. The fact that there is a slow-moving coup that is happening right now all over the country, led by Jim Jordans and other people. Gallego said that instead of storming the Capitol, Trump supporters are now focused on capturing seats that could allow them to overturn a future election. The coup is ongoing. The traitors are still there, and they're going to continue to destroy our Constitution every opportunity they have. So that's what Ruben Gallego, congressman from Arizona, had to say. And, you know, just because Jim Jordan's a little traitorous, you know, make a big deal out of that. Just a little traitorous behavior. And yesterday I talked about the fact, the big lie, the lie of the year, PolitiFact's lie of the year. They only declare one lie a year, and it's the denial of the January 6th. And I look at the fact that Jim Jordan went on, I'm not sure if it was national TV, but basically came out yesterday, at least through a statement, and acknowledged sending an insurrectionist text to the chief of staff of the former president as they were trying to overturn, violently overturn, the electoral outcome of our last election. CNN's got a little piece, and I want to just read sort of the conclusion of the CNN's piece. The CNN piece, what did they say here? How the January 6th committee finally exposed Trump's empire of lies. Stephen Collinson writes at CNN, I want to bring just the conclusion forward. Trump's Orwellian method. Trump's enablers have reacted to the disclosures of recent days by adopting the signature move of their leader, spinning a false reality to excuse his behavior and mislead his supporters about what really happened. Meadows, for instance, appeared on Hannity's show on Monday and concocted a story that contradicts reports that the former president had cooled his heels and watched on TV as his rioting supporters marauded through the Capitol. Here's what Meadows claimed happened. At the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. It was 187 minutes. No, he didn't. That's just a lie, right? The former chief of staff has since been cited for criminal contempt by the House for refusing a subpoena to testify to the committee. His tactic was familiar from previous Trump scandals as he pivoted away from the truth to create a more palatable tale for the Trump supporters that absolved the ex-president of culpability. A little bit more here. We'll come back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My last show before Christmas, although, you know, Devil's Advocates, we're still doing live shows all next week. Tune in right here at your usual, you know, time and station. But I'm going to Vegas with the family, baby. We're going to have a good time. They're going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah from their you-know-what. Smile, kids. It's Christmas.
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
Baby, you are so money and you don't even know it.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
And they're the ones writing it off.